Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, July 26th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Ahead of crucial diplomatic talks Monday, Beijing has accused the United States of treating China like, quote, an imaginary enemy. In a statement released by the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Beijing claims that the U.S. is orchestrating a, quote, whole of government and whole of society campaign in order to demonize China. The statement goes on to bash the U.S. for criticizing human rights abuses in China, claiming that due to America's history with Native Americans and overseas military actions, it is, quote, in no position to lecture China on democracy and human rights. After merging with the Fly Fire, the Dixie Fire has devoured multiple homes in California. So far this year, it has become the largest fire in the state. Evacuations have been ordered, with officials urging residents in Plumas County to leave as soon as possible. The Dixie Fire started on July 13th and is now the 16th largest wildfire in California history. At least 7 people are dead and several others injured after high winds kicked up sand and dust along Interstate 15 in Millard County, Utah, Sunday afternoon. At least 20 cars were involved in the pileup after cars suddenly stopped along the busy highway. Law enforcement authorities did not know exactly how many people had been sent to the hospital. A spokesperson for Utah Highway Patrol told reporters that the highway would be closed, quote, for a significant time. A man allegedly shot and killed his pregnant ex-wife and her boyfriend on Sunday morning at a Houston soccer park where her children were playing in a tournament. When police showed up at the scene, the boyfriend was dead and the woman, mortally wounded, was rushed to the hospital. Both she and her unborn child did not survive. The woman's family identified the shooter as her ex-husband, who was found by police hours later dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Republican Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana thought he and his wife were immune from COVID-19 after contracting it in January 2020. Even though he has been advocating for people to get vaccinated, he now says he and his wife are battling second COVID infections and that their latest episode, quote, is far more challenging than the first. In a Facebook post, he compared the coronavirus to a, quote, biological attack weaponized virus. It is unclear whether he was vaccinated. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.